The second which I'll be treating patient's name is John Loma. L-U-O-M-A, John, J-O-A-N-N-E. Date of birth. Date of birth is 9/12/1943. Date of service. Date of service is 5/4/2022. Miss Loma is a very pleasant. Yeah. 78-year-old female with history of Parkinson's disease, vascular dementia, and stage renal disease on hemodialysis, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, not on anticoagulation, secondary to GI bleeding, history of coronary artery disease, status post stent, history of / percutaneous intervention, chronic limb ischemia, status post thrombectomy, chronic mesenteric ischemia, and history of peptic ulcer disease, who was admitted to the hospital with shortness of breath, chest X-ray showing left lower lobe pneumonia, also a pleural effusion, was started on IV antibiotics. Patient was given nebulized breathing treatments, continuing IV antibiotics. His blood hemoglobin and labs were being monitored. She was also felt to be in congestive heart failure with EF showing EF of 47% with moderate mitral and cardiac respiratory regurgitation. Hemoglobin being monitored, continued metoprolol. She had an IVC filter placed. WBC count was elevated, but it was trending down. Patient was gradually doing better. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Patient was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge of Brighton for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complaints of feeling tired, worse on the days that she has a dialysis. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She does complaints of shortness of breath, but has improved from before. No palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. That's medical history. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and stage renal disease on hemodialysis, history of CVA, lung nodule, history of chronic kidney disease, history of bilateral carotid stenosis, history of peripheral vascular disease, ischemic colitis, history of GI bleed, and chronic anemia. Past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, hysterectomy, carotid endarterectomy, and AV fistula placement. Allergies to iodine and sulfur. Social history, smoking quit long time ago. Alcohol, none. Current medications, include B-complex vitamin, lidocaine, nephrovite, senna, S, Wellbutrin, Tylenol, Protonix, diltiazem, lisinopril, sodium bicarbonate, sevelamer, atorvastatin, and trazodone. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, history of mitral and tricuspid regurgitation. History of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, she does complaints of some shortness of breath, any cough, any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, any nausea, no vomiting. She does have history of peptic ulcer disease as well as history of GI bleed. And genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of CVA, history of dementia, generalized weakness. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Weight 114.2 pounds. Blood pressure 162 over 93. Temperature 97.4 pulse. 96 per minute. Respiration 18. Oxygen saturation was 96%. HBNT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle run and reactive to light. Extra movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid buoy. No thyromegaly. Heart resonance 2 was audible, systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2, slash 6, left in the bottle was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, diminished breath sounds in the basis, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, generalized weakness, next, pneumonia, left lower lobe, next, acute and chronic hypoxic respiratory failure, next, congestive heart failure, systolic dysfunction, next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next, history of coronary artery disease, next, acute and chronic anemia, next, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, next, history of CVA, next, vascular dementia, next, history of coronary artery disease, status post-PCI, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic limb ischemia, bilateral carotid stenosis, chronic mesenteric ischemia, Parkinson's disease, depression, and degenerative joint disease. Patient is admitted to the Wellbridge. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. She was encouraged to participate with therapy. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Mary Lutz, L-U-T-Z, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 3-9-1942. Date of service is 5-4-2022. Ms. Lutz is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She's laying in her bed. She states that she's doing okay. She is smiling. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She does want to go home. Denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number 1, Parkinson's disease. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, dementia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable and doing well. Will continue current medication. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Patricia Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 12-3-1942. Date of service is 5-4-2022. Patient has been complaining of some discomfort as well as boil that she has noted in her right axillary region. She also complains of some soreness in her sinuses as well as her throat, denies any cough, denies any fever, denies any chills, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HE and T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right axillary area, boils with no fluctuation present. Impression, number one, cellulitis/boil. Next, upper respiratory infection. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hyponatremia. Next, morbid obesity. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I've started her on Augmentin. We'll continue warm soaks. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9-14-1952. Date of service is 5-4-2022. Ms. O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be doing well and has been stable. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. She said that she's been eating well. Her sugars have been fluctuating as higher up in the afternoon or evening. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HE and T examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft and tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, 2+ pitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, lower extremity swelling. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, bipolar disorder. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, morbid obesity. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. I have started her on Lasix, 20 milligrams once a day. We'll check a BMP in about a week, 10 days' time. We'll continue other medications. She was encouraged to avoid salty food. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Stephen Ridal, R-I-D-A-L. Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Date of birth is 12/29/1941. Date of service is 5-4-2022. Mr. Ridal is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing better. He is feels somewhat stronger, has been working with physical therapy. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Says that the blister on his legs has improved. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HE and T examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal edema, both lower extremities. Impression, lower extremity weakness. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of alcohol abuse. Next, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. Continue medications. He was encouraged to continue with physical therapy. work on stretching and strengthening exercises. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Scott, S-C-O-T-T, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7-5-1957. Date of service is 5-4-2022. Mr. Scott is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing better. His wound is healing. He did see his surgeon, who is happy with the progress. He denies any complaints of chest pain or any shortness of breath. Denies any palpitations. Overall, he said that his pain is better. Denies any other complaints. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea. Has been eating well. Has been working with therapy. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, the status post right below knee amputation. Dressing in place. Impression. Number 1, right below knee amputation. The status post wound dehiscence. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, coronary artery disease. Status post CABG. Next, extra aortic valvuloplasty. Next, atrial flutter. Next, degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant discussed with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. His pain is better controlled. Will continue current medications. Will continue with the stool softeners. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaint, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Robert Batten, B-A-T-T-E-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth is 12-14-1937, date of service is 5-4-2022. Mr. Batten is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he had an episode of fall when he stood up, when he was trying to get up from the bed. He became dizzy and fell. He denies any injuries. He able to ambulate himself. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number 1, fall, next Parkinson's disease, next depressive disorder, next degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant discussed with patient about his symptoms. I've encouraged him to be careful and take his time in ambulating. Sit up at the edge of the bed for a few minutes before he gets up. I've encouraged him to do some strengthening exercises. Continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.